bank sign out my window is laughing in my face because it's 7 a.m. and only 4 degrees and there's a podcast crisis. They're closing Columbia House Party Singles. How well did that work?
Did you want to do this just because that opening worked?
No, I found out afterward that opening worked.
That rules then. Kismet.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You know. Oh, same as last week, I guess.
Yeah. That's always the same. That's the bit.
Yeah.
We're always until things get back to normal and we're hungover for every episode and talked about all the stuff the night before.
Right.
that was the old bit.
Don't you miss getting drunk and burning through all our material the night before?
I miss seeing people and having friends. Yeah, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. So I did make that ham-fisted reference off the top with a lyric from this song and saying they're closing Columbia House Party Singles. That is actually the truth and not just a little gimmicky thing. So,
man, we should have done closing time.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. But it might not be a permanent close, so I don't know.
That's true.
Anyway, these singles episodes have been a lot of fun for us to do songs and artists that aren't worth whole episodes or something we want to build off of the main episode or a way to highlight new artists that we're into and want to kind of spread the word about. However, they're also extra work. And to be just completely open and honest about it, with the NBA relaunching in an incredibly compressed format for me and with Jake taking on new projects, this is going to be the last Columbia House Party single for a little while. We may still do them occasionally when something new we like comes out or there's a relevant site. Like, we retain the right to do an extra single at some point in the future. But we would downgrade them now from weekly to occasionally or very occasionally. so nothing is changing with the main feeds. You'll still have the full main episodes every Monday, but you won't be getting the Friday mini episodes. So we apologize if you've been enjoying these and won't get them anymore. But at least for the next little bit, Jake and I both project to be pretty swamped. So main feed episodes only. End of an era, Jake. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm not sorry to you. I'm sorry to people.
Yes. Yes, that's what I meant.
Don't apologize to me.
So for our last single for the time being, we wanted to basically put the Wonder Years in a race with Sufjan of the band we can talk about the most without doing a full episode on yet. So keep an eye out for Sufjan's side of that, pushing the stakes even higher in the coming weeks. The Wonder Years are a band that's come up on an earlier episode when we did the Descendants with Hanif Abdurraqib. That was a great episode. Hanif is a huge Wonder Years fan, as am I. And as luck would have it, the Wonder Years have decided to do like a bit of an experimental thing that should allow us to kind of contrast the way Jake and I feel about the Wonder Years and our relationship with them and kind of answer music philosophical in general. The Wonder Years recently announced that to celebrate the 10th anniversaries of The Upsides, which came out in 2010, and Suburbia, I've Given You All and Now I'm Nothing, which came out in 2011, they will be releasing one new song in the style of each of those albums. On October 23rd, to represent The Upsides, they released this song, Breakless.
Cause it's 7 in the morning and only 4 degrees in the
So before we get into our feelings on it, Jake, a little background here. On the song itself, Dan Campbell, the lead singer of the Wonder Years, Soupy, as he's known, explained to Alt 104.5 in Philadelphia that he was living above a flower shop on South Broad Street while attending Temple and teaching an after-school program. He would ride his bike up and down Broad Street to get around and, quote, "It was a particularly depressed time in my life, and it was freezing cold, and I was broke as I've ever been, kind of making these decisions every day, like $4 for the subway or save those $4 so you can eat lunch." He didn't write about it at the time, which, knowing the Wonder Years, is kind of rare since he writes very personally, and, you know, they were pretty prolific for volume for a little while. So then he explained further on Twitter about what they're trying to do with this project. He said, "Maybe from the outside, they feel like different eras of the band. But internally, it was one long sleep-deprived blur of rest stop bathrooms, Walmart parking lots, airport floors, and dirty green rooms. As the lyric," this is me now, "as the lyric goes, the floor feels like home." Whoa. So to the band, the upsides and suburbia are forever intertwined, and they wanted to celebrate those. So Dan was going through an old hard drive and found a voice note demo from the time that they were working on Suburbia, the second of these two albums. It was a song he had never showed the band because he didn't think it had a place on the record. That song will eventually be Out on My Feet, which will be released sometime in the future. And it gave the band the idea to go back and do a new song in their old style. So they reread old journals and talked about, you know, old memories and wrote these two new songs that would be at home on those older records. They even got the same producers and mixers from those records. So, Jake, I guess my first question to you about Breakless is, do you feel like they accomplished making a song that feels like it belongs on the upsides here in 2020, several albums removed from it?
Yes and no. I'm going to say no because I really like it, and I don't really like the upsides all that much, but I think this song rules. But I do like this kind of project in general. Like, I really like it when especially bands that have matured and varied their sound go back to where they started and, like, re-record in that style and, like, what they can show what they can do now. But so, I think this is great. But does it fully sound like the upsides? Not really.
No, and I think it starts out sounding like the upsides, and songwriting-wise, it gets there, kind of. But I think, especially when you get to the chorus and the back half of the song, like, I think as far back as Dan Campbell managed to get was Sister City's Dan Campbell. Like, the second half of the song sounds like a Sister City song.
Yes, I would agree with that, which is maybe why I like it so much.
Yeah, and I do think that, like, the song, like, when I first fired it up, I was like, oh, this is the upsides Wonder Years. And whether that's, you know, their songwriting growing or the musicianship or Dan Campbell's voice just shifting, it's I guess it would be cool had it been intentional to try to make a song that blends where they are now and where they were, and not, because I do think it would accomplish that if we looked at it through that lens. But yeah, it's a bit of the upsides meets Sister City's song. We're going to talk about what we feel about it and what we feel about this experiment after this. All right, so Jake, when we had Hanif on to talk about The Descendants, The Wonder Years came up, and we've kind of tiptoed around it a bunch, that they're one of the bands for you that, you know, you quote unquote should like, given the other stuff that you're into, and I really like them. And whereas I have more of an attachment to Upside, Suburbia, and The Greatest Generation, when you've engaged with The Wonder Years, it's been the newer stuff. It's been Sister Cities and No Closer to Heaven era Wonder Years. So I guess, you know, you said you like this song, but what is it about it that you think you liked versus, you know, what, like, can you contextualize why you like current Wonder Years a little better than Upside's Wonder Years?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is Dan Campbell's voice. Like, he does have one of my favorite voices in whatever, emo, pop punk, whatever you want to call it.
Right, you really like his solo stuff, right?
Yeah, like, I love that Aaron West record. I think it's amazing. And I really like his voice on the last two Wonder Years records. And so I feel like maybe because his voice has matured so much, sort of out of that I don't mean for this to sound reductive, but out of like that standard pop punky emo voice, which I think was kind of where they started. The blend, and like I obviously like pop punk musicianship and pop punk musicality. So blending his voice, vocal ability with that kind of music, it just hits for me.
Yeah, that that makes complete sense to me. I think this is an interesting experiment in general. Like, I mean, it's especially helpful that you and I like different eras of Wonder Years the best. So it's like it fits for the two of us in general. But like, I'm curious what other bands you said you like when bands try to do this kind of thing. And I'm curious what bands would be high on your list that you would want to go back and play in their style from 10 years ago with where they are now.
Obviously, the one that comes to mind first is Alkaline Trio, just because like, they are all such different musicians, and like Dan's a way better singer now than he was when God Damn It came out, and Derek wasn't even in the band. Skiba's basically the same, except I guess he doesn't scream as much anymore. But I feel like they'd be an interesting one maybe, but it might be worse. So I don't know if I want that. I'd be curious about Against Me, even though three quarters of the band are still in the band. But I do think that Adam Willard brings such an interesting dynamic to the drums now. And now that Andrew's back in the band, and obviously Laura's in a much better place, I would just be interested to hear it. And like when they play reinventing songs live, like they really fucking rip. And especially with like more of the interplay with James's vocals, which they obviously didn't do back then because it was more of a Laura solo project in a way to begin with. I think that'd be interesting. I mean, like the crazy ones would be something like AFI, which like,
yeah,
would probably be bad, but I would definitely, listen to it.
Yeah, I would absolutely listen to it also. But yes.
What about you?
I don't have a lot of great answers to this. I think the one that comes up the most to me because of where they are, where they went as a band and where Hayley Williams went as a solo artist, is I would be curious to hear Paramore go back. And I don't mean, I guess this is kind of cheating because I don't necessarily want them to go back to making the like straight up pop punk. But with how much Hayley and the band have grown musically and especially like songwriting wise, I would be curious to hear what like we joked about on the Machine Gun Kelly singles episode about how, you know, for a moment there, Halsey sounds like Hayley Williams, right. And it almost catches you off guard. And it's like, okay, well, like, what if she actually did? Like, what if synth pop and like kind of dark indie Hayley Williams went back and did something in the style of Paramore? So I guess that's my answer. I don't know, but my answer probably would have been the Wonder Years, because I don't think there's a band that I like as much as the Wonder Years that has changed their sound so fundamentally over the course of me being a fan of them. Although, sorry, I should say that there are other bands that have done that, but not in a way that I like it just as much. Like, I still like the Wonder Years now as much as I like them then. Whereas, you know, like the Front Bottoms have changed their sound a lot and got a lot more like indie and folky, but I have not really loved that direction as much as the earlier stuff. So yeah, those are my answers.
Yeah, I think I agree with all that.
All right. Let us know if you are a Wonder Years fan and you listen to Breakless, if you see and hear the upsides in it, what you think of this experiment in general, and let us know the bands that you would want to hear do something like this. You can do that to us on socials or via the Discord if you're a Patreon supporter, patreon.com/Columbia House Party. So let us know. This is, as I mentioned off the top, our final singles episode for a little while. So thank you for kind of experimenting with these with us. And hopefully they'll be back at some point. But the next little bit's going to be a little too swamped. So you'll still have the Monday main feed episodes. No worry about anything changing there. Jake, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.